Today's leadership tip from the book 55 Ways to Add Disney Magic to Your Organization is specifically designed for managers, but it can apply to all of us, and we all need to learn this. It's about expectations. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Number 9 is this. Share your expectations with your direct reports within their first week. This is huge. This is the moneymaker. This is the difference between successful leadership and non-successful leadership. Because the Walt Disney Company has expectations. And then Walt Disney World has expectations. And your line of business, whether a resort or a theme park, has expectations. But as leaders, as managers of a department, we also have specific expectations we have of our employees. Every supervisor is different. Every manager is different. So you've got to make sure that you don't only share the rules, regulations, and policies, but you share your own personal expectations as well. Things like, when do you expect them to come to work? When do you expect them to leave? What do you expect around lunch breaks? What do you expect around clocking in and clocking out? What do you expect about communication? What do you expect about transparency? What do you expect about being a team player? What do you expect about values? All of these things are super important. And a lot of times managers and leaders don't share them. They just assume, my employees will figure me out as they go. Man, when you get a new employee and you get a new person transfer in or anything like that, you want to sit down with them. And just like it says in tip 9, share your expectations with your direct reports within their first week.